So, but I had a question. So am I right that a total of about 300 gallons would be used each, that would be taken in and then discharged each time a barge is being loaded in?
Yes. Yeah, so and 300 is the high end.
Okay. Now, so you said you're not going to be using any chemicals or things, but isn't that water pipe going to start leaking some kind of algaecide or something? It's just full of seawater sitting there most of the time, and then you get a little jump up through it.
John, speak to that.
You're talking on the
I guess you the seawater side?
Yeah, the seawater intake and outtake.
When the barge is not there, we keep that system pumping water.
So it'll be pumping water. So it won't be just the 300
gallons. At that point, when that's happening, keep in mind there's no condensate that's being generated. There's no oil. Everything else is shut down.
There
we keep it running for a couple of reasons.
One is
we've had issues with freezing. We've had issues with keeping the pumps primed. And we also found that we had issues with formations of mussels, believe it or not, inside the afterglow.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about that. But
yeah.
I also simply wondered that DEP should look or DMR should look. You know, at certain seasons of the year, there is a big fish larva, mussel larva, clam larva, other things hatching. And pumping on through a system like it, pumping out, is going to mostly kill them. And so the question is just, is it going to be killing a significant amount or just a small amount? I guess it's something that needs to be looked at because very little survives going through a compressor system like that if it's running all the time, especially. And
but you were saying that you're pretty much counting on the state of Maine to tell you what's acceptable and what's not and why. Is that what you're saying? I mean, because some of the questions they were just asking were not, you kind of related all the environmental impact and environmental numbers and what's good and what's not, where we get to a point of unacceptable and all of that. You're counting on the environmental people from the state to tell you that. Is that right?
Well,
I mean, you know some of it, but you don't know the permit will require yet.
In the state
that
of
four
field.
Drops may have to be three, and you have to get back to the system and figure it out.
Yeah. In the state of Maine, the DEP actually has a no-shame requirement on all water bodies. Nobody can discharge any concentration that would cause a shame on the surface of the environment, and the DEP has, taken a look at that, and they, that's usually where they come from when they're looking for a discharge requirement.
So that'd be somewhere near the outfall pipe, then. They'd be looking for that sheet.
Well, they're very likely going to impose a 15 part per million, which is 15 milligrams per liter, discharge requirement on the end of this pipe. For oil and grease.
That would be the maximum amount.
That would be the maximum amount that would ever be able to be discharged. That
which
the
is
amount
less,
that they believe.
Which is a lot less than one two-cycle boat on the harbor right now.
Yes, definitely. Any boat in the harbor would discharge significantly more than that just by motoring every day for every half hour of operation, let alone 24 hours of operation.
Is DEP ever going to do any testing or measuring themselves, or do they just leave it to the company to monitor this and record it? And the DEP never comes back. They just tell you ahead of time what your limits are, and then you are responsible for the testing.
They do have enforcement people that will come out and look at the system, and they do retain the opportunity to collect duplicate samples if they think that there's something wrong with your system or they don't like your data or somebody wants them to.
Is that part of it?
It's not part of their standard procedure to go.
So they may never come. Look, they may just take your word for it.
Or they might be there every week.
I think if anybody saw a sheen and called DEP, they'd come zipping right on down.
Of course, the horse is way out of the barge.
Is it saying that the compressors were on the barges themselves?
That's correct, yeah.
How many barges do you have?
We have one.
Just one?
One. There's actually, if you can go back to that picture, you're actually seeing two barges there. The one that is closest to the pier never moves. It is a barge, but we call it the spacer barge, and the reason that's there is when our barge holds 4,000 tons of cement, and it requires about 15 feet of draft to do that. Now, at low tide, up next to the pier, we don't have 15 feet of draft. So what we did, the spacer barge, which was a used barge that we purchased, is literally just pushing our barge further out into the harbor so that at low tide, we have more than 15 feet of draft to fill the MBT 35.
So it remains empty all the time? It remains empty all the time?
Yes, it is empty. It has a little bit of water in the balancing tanks to keep it. But that's the purpose of that barge. So we have one active barge that comes in and out.
Are you paying property tax in Rockland for this whole operation?
Yes. This isn't the only property in Rockland. We own either. There's several pieces of property.
Why 50 barges now a year?
Well, it was part of the strategic plan. We converted the plant in 2003 and 4 from the wet process to dry process. And what that did is it increased our capacity. It also made us more efficient. We produced the same amount of... We produce 30% more cement with the same amount of fuel by converting, making that conversion. And when we did that, it obviously meant that we had to go out and sell more cement, which they targeted the Boston area market, which is where this barge goes.
What's your capacity as far as barges per year?
What the limiting factor is it takes about 24 hours to fill the barge. It's anywhere from 22 to 28 to travel down to Boston, another 24 hours to unload, and you've got another 18 to 20 hours empty, a little less time to get back. So you've got about 4 days tied up. And, you know, that right there, plus the weather certain times of the year. I mean, we have done as many as, I think we did in the high 50s one year. But the average over since we've had the barge, the last 3 or 4 years is about 50 barge loads.
The route solely... Boston, Rockland.
We do make some trips to Portsmouth, New Hampshire on occasion, maybe one, maybe two a year, and also the barges made some trips to New York, not to our own facilities.
How many rail cars in a barge?
The rail cars each hold 100 tons, so you have approximately, it's more like 38 to 39
rail cars. Do you plan on buying another barge?
We've looked at it. We have been doing some feasibility studies, but nothing has developed. What we've looked at doing is actually getting one that's larger so we can make less trips.
The barges used when they're deadheading back up here, do they use ballast water, or what do they use to maintain their...
There is ballast water in the wing tank.
So is there ever any concern of taking a nice load of ballast water in New York City and pump it out to the Rockland Harbor, that there could be a few exotics?
Well, we don't go to New York City. It's
Long Island? Where's the New York?
It was actually just two trips that they have made, and it's, I don't know exactly where the port is. I have to get back to you.
But almost everything else is just Boston or just New Hampshire.
That's correct. Yeah.